You're now listening to the English News Subtitle Radio and Television Station. To mark the traditional day of the Gangtae Armed Forces, July 30, 1945, July 30, 2023, the military headquarters of Gangtae City has just held a meeting to review the glorious journey for national liberation of the armed forces through two resistant wars. On July 30, 1945, the armed forces of Gangtae Province was officially launched in the middle of Gangtae Town with the name Volunteering Squad, consisting of 7 platoons with 300 troops armed with weapons on duty to protect the security, preparing for the August General Uprising in 1945. From that historical event, July 30 every year becomes the glorious traditional day of the Gangtae Armed Forces. Ningguo District Party Committee has just tested political theory knowledge for party members who are key officials of the district and wards, officials and party members of junior high schools, centers, and vocational education in the district. The content tests the awareness of cadres and party members about the core issues in studying and following Ho Chi Minh's thoughts, morality, and style on improving the sense of responsibility, dynamism, and creativity. To complete the remaining work related to compensation, support, and resettlement, promote propaganda to mobilize people to agree to hand over the site, ensuring 100% of the site for the investor before October 31st, 2023. This is a request made by the chairman of Gangtae City People Committee, Mr. Zheng Vicheng, for the Giao Đốc Gangtae Sopchang Expressway project. The chairman assigned the People Committee of Thới Lai, Cờ Đỏ, and Vĩnh Thạnh districts to uphold the sense of responsibility for each individuals, organizations, and leaders in performing tasks, considering this as a top political task that must be completed. Also, according to the leader of the City People Committee, the districts that hand over 100% of the ground before October 31, 2023 will be considered and rewarded. If not, they have to take responsible with the City People Committee. The People Committee of Gangtae City has just proposed a scientific topic to the Ministry of Science and Technology to order urgent local science and technology tasks using the national state budget. The full topic is research and develop technology to build underground lakes to limit flooding in combination with a domestic water supply and production to cope with climate change, drought, and salinity intrusion in Gangtae City and surrounding areas. The topic intends to finish reports on the state of floods and droughts, the status and efficacy of fresh water storage technologies, and the prevention of salt water intrusion in the city. The National Steering Committee for Natural Disaster Prevention and Control and the unit deploying the Vietnam Disaster Prevention Application on Zalo have just signed a cooperation agreement to continue promoting and assisting people across the country in disaster prevention activities. The National Steering Committee for Natural Disaster Prevention and Control will use the Zalo page to share information with people throughout the nation. These are the most up-to-date, accurate, and official disaster updates sent right to people's phone, hence facilitating rapid reaction planning and reducing harm to both people and property. Although the number of cases of dengue fever and hand-foot-mouth disease had decreased over the same period, the number of severe cases has increased, especially in children. So the Center for Disease Control of the city is focusing on prevention and control, advising people not to be negligent and subjective about the development of the disease. CDC Gangtae advises maintaining personal hygiene, wash your hands before coming into contact with children because adults can contain pathogens and infect them. Children's health must be routinely observed in nurseries, kindergartens, focus groups, and homes with children under the age of 6. Children with HFMD must be kept home for at least 10 days after their symptoms first appear, and they must not be allowed to attend school. Every person and every household must take steps to prevent dengue fever, including killing mosquitoes and their larvae, cleaning up debris, keeping the interior and exterior of the home clean, and sleeping under mosquito nets even during the day. The People Committee of Gangta City has just issued a plan to organize the program, Concentrated Promotion in 2023, which will take place from August 1st to December 31st this year, to promote socio-economic development, promote production and economic growth, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Gangta becoming a centrally run city. The promotion program also helps to support and provide the conditions necessary for businesses to grow their production, operation, and brand awareness. Since the beginning of the year, localities in Gangta City have established 15 new agricultural cooperatives, bringing the total number of existing cooperatives to 167. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.